Alaska.
It's that time for the finish line with your host, Coach T. Welcome, welcome, welcome back once again. This is your host, Coach T, and welcome to the Finish Line Show. This is brought to you by Design for Destiny, where reality matters, where destiny matters, and you matter as well. I hope you're doing well on this evening. We welcome you back once again for another show. We appreciate all of those that have been tuning in across the world, wherever you may be, in different sectors around the country or the world. We definitely thank you guys for tuning in, that we come on here once a month on the third Friday of the month. And I'm definitely happy to be back once again, your host, Coach T, here on the Finish Line Show. I have something to share with each and every one of you on this evening, and a lot of people already know, but I'm definitely going to have those that are listening and tuning in across the world. If you have not yet, I'm going to go ahead and let you know a secret, or actually let you know something that has already transpired, and you can check it out. I'm going to get ready to tell you this. So I have officially launched my first book. The book is called Fire for the Journey. And you can get Fire for the Journey on Amazon, as well as Kindle Fire. You can download it there. It is ready and available for you. The book has quotes from 2013 all the way through 2019. And it is quotes to help you to stay inspired and motivated to continue to live and to grow and expand, and to encourage you along the journey, because the journey is not easy, guys. I know there's a lot of things that are taking place in this world, and it's so easy to go off kilter. It's so easy to lose focus and get caught up in temporary situations that happen all around us. And so this is to keep you motivated, to keep you uplifted, to keep you inspired, and to help you grow as an individual. You don't have to stay where you are. And so this is it's an awesome book. I am grateful and thankful to be able to share this with the world, whatever it is that has always been inside of me. And so once again, this is called Fire for the Journey. Pick it up. Amazon is also on Kindle Fire, and you can definitely download it. It is definitely a good book to have. And once again, this is my first book, I guess the first of many to come, because there's more to come. So I'm excited about that, but I'm excited about this. And I want to also thank those that have already purchased books, those have shared the information. I truly appreciate it. But for those that are across the world that have did not know about it in the airwaves, you can go get it now. It is on Amazon. So after we got that underway, and also just to let you guys know, if you ever have any questions or any things that you want to talk about, please email me at the Finish Line Show 2021@gmail.com. That's 20, the Finish Line Show 2021@gmail.com. So I appreciate you. If you have comments, questions, or whatever it may be, please send those to that particular email, and we will definitely be checking it out. All right. So what we're talking about tonight is a topic that everybody can identify with. And you know, some people don't want to identify with it because it's a difficult topic. It can be difficult, especially if you're used to trying to blend in or trying to be accepted. And so being authentic is what we're talking about tonight. I can really talk to you guys about what it, first and foremost, I looked up the definition of what is authentic. And authentic is genuine, it's original, and it's undisputed origin. It's of undisputed origin. So it's genuine, it's original, and it's of undisputed origin. It's real. 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 And at the end of the day, it's about us being real. Being real about ourselves, about our situations, where we are in life, what it is that we need to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Excuse me, day-to-day basis. And it's up to us to decide either we're going to be what it is or who we are really in this world, or we're going to take on a different walk or talk or become something that somebody else wants you to become. Because a lot of us can do that. It's so easy to get trapped and become something that you're not because you're looking for acceptance. And so a lot of us don't really come into that place, or some of us do come to that place. A lot of people come to the place of being authentic. But I think even in this pandemic, it has opened our eyes to who we really are. If we've really been paying attention to ourselves, are we? And you will know, and you'll start seeing when you start seeing things happen. You know, when you start seeing businesses take root, and you start seeing books like this one get published, and you start seeing things that are starting to bud. People are starting to blossom. People are starting to become what they have already been, but life and things let's just say things in this life will cause you to miss out on who you are, because we're so busy in the hustle and the bustle of things that we don't take time for ourselves. We don't sit down and really get to know ourselves. And to be authentic, you must be willing to walk away from some things that you considered to be you. Even the same, a certain type of mindset that you considered to be you. Sayings and language, things that used to say and do. It will cause you to change and shift all of that because of the mindset that you take on. And when you come into who you really are, and when you really accept who you are, no, the world can try to put you in a box if they want to. They can try to put you in a box if they want to. But it's up for you to decide if you're going to go back into the box, or you're going to be flying high, or you're going to take a route that probably most people wouldn't want to take, and be yourself. And be genuine and be real. I see that there's a lot of things in this world that are processed. Even some of the people are becoming processed, but you got to see what it is inside of you that needs to be processed or released. Not processed, but actually released, because we also become processed in our way of thinking and how we handle things and how we handle ourselves. And so with that process, we get caught up in any and everything and not really getting caught up in ourselves, far as like the healing processes that need to take place. Some of us don't think we really need healing because we think we're okay. And with that, other people get hurt because we really haven't come into an agreement that we really need healing. So without the healing, it's hard to get to the place of authenticity. It causes you to stay stagnant. It causes you to continue to beat yourself up instead of taking care of the issue or the problem. And why are we beating ourselves up at the end of the day? Why are we hurting ourselves? Why are we stunting our own growth? What is it that we need to identify within ourselves? Because it's bigger than just us stopping our growth. It has a root. You know, something had to happen for you to feel this way, and something had to take place for you to talk bad about yourself or feel that you don't have what you need to make moves in the earth or make moves in this world. What is it? Why are we looking down at ourselves instead of looking up at ourselves? What is it? Why do we do these things? And this causes us, when we get a healthy mind, when we get a healthy, we start speaking healthy language, our paradigm shift, we then become that real, original, genuine individual that we really are. And we break the molds of what we thought we were by releasing and healing and allowing ourselves to go through the process of the healing, the process of wellness, the process of wholeness. Also, here are some factors of why authenticity is challenged. People are afraid to be themselves because they want to be accepted. Like I said, we want to be accepted. Who doesn't want to be accepted? I mean, I can tell you, there's been situations and circumstances that I haven't been accepted, but I understand that even when I didn't understand it, of why I wasn't getting what I desired to receive, it was necessary for me to go through the process of me accepting myself and not really what people wanted me to be. And as long as I accepted who I was, then I'll be able to move forward in my true authentic self, regardless of what anybody says about me or what they think about me, because that's a powerful place when you believe. We talked about believing in yourself, and that also goes back to being authentic. And so when you get tired of trying to be accepted, when you get tired of jumping the hoops and the loops and trying to fit in and every nook and cranny or whatever, fit in every puzzle, when you get tired of doing that and trying to run around and being something that you're not, then you start to break the barriers. Then you start breaking into something different, a different mindset. And then an awareness and an opening takes place, which you start to understand and become the individual that you've already been. You've always been real. You've always been original. It's about us knowing that we are authentic. That is a place in which we should live, that we all are unique. Nobody is the same. And when you understand that, you don't try to fit in. You just be who you are. You just be the light that you are. You just be the entrepreneur that you are. You just be the business person that you are. You just be the helper that you are. You just be whatever it is that you are. Be the best politician. Be the best author. Be whatever that you are. It's like taking on a different, if we're not being authentic, it'll show. There is a time and a place where true authenticity and true fakeness will have its day. Fakeness and realness, they both have their day. You will see wherever there is real, there's also fake. Wherever there's good, there's bad, whatever. It's just always the opposites are always there, but they all point back. They all reveal and they all teach us something. So people are afraid to be themselves because they want to be accepted. Like I said, I had to come into an understanding like, hey, people are not going to like me. People are not going to always agree with me. And I got to be okay with that. As long as you keep living and keep doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing and being happy in it, then that you're going to go far. But as long as you make people your priority and you make what they think about you your life, you become the very words and the things that they say about you. And so now you start living a false life or living a life up to a standard for somebody else when you should have your own standards. When you should know what it is that makes you happy. You should know these things because you spend time with yourself. And you don't have to spend time with what people say about you, what they think about you. I think sometimes that's the problem. We spend too much time with somebody else's opinion about us. And then that's why we can't live and be the authentic person that we are. Because we are too busy building and creating based off of somebody else's standard. Instead of building and coming and understanding that we have our own standards. We should have our own standards. We should have our own what it is that we think we should be doing or how we should be thriving or how we should be living. It's up to you to decide who you're going to choose at the end of the day. Are you going to choose what they say about you? Or are you going to choose what you say about you? At the end of the day, it all depends on what you say about yourself. And if what you say about yourself is lesser than what somebody else says about you, then they have ruled your thought, and they have also ruled your life. Thoughts about yourself and your life. You don't want that. You got power and authority to build and do something great, regardless of what anybody else got to say about it. People always gonna talk. People always gonna have their own opinion. But it's about you knowing who you are. Understanding that you're uniquely designed for a specific purpose and a reason. You're uniquely designed because you weren't made to be the same. None of us were. And I think, you know, society will cause you to feel like you are less than because you don't look like this person. You don't look like that person. You don't look like the commercial. You weren't made to look like the commercial. And so that's what we need to break this thing that we want to be. I mean, we want to be everybody's choice. We want to be everybody's choice because we want to be accepted. And everybody shouldn't want to choose you. I mean, you should have something to, you should, we all of us have something unique to bring to the table. That we don't have to have a carbon copy. We don't have to go run after another copy. Or we don't have to go run after somebody else to try to be them. No. The other thing is we're afraid of not being understood, or you're not, those that are afraid of being themselves, they don't want to be misunderstood. And once again, this has everything about what's going on the outside. So we're not even talking about the inner you, the you yourself. We're talking about how our lives affect other people and what other people got to say about us. So at the end of the day, when we take other people out of it, we're able to live our own authentic lives. When we take other people's whatever they have to say, and whatever they think out of it, then we can truly accept who we are at the end of the day and just live. Because some of us haven't been living. We've been surviving off of public opinion or somebody else's stuff about us. And we're trying to build platforms and do things that should not be. And so let us, you know, just take a step back. And then, you know, and think about things, you know, think about your life. Think about where you are now. Are you really happy about where you are now? Are you really thriving and knowing who you are? Do you understand your purpose and your reason of being here? That's where true authenticity is birth, when you really come into agreement to why your reason, the reasoning of why you're here. Do you know why you're here and why you living? Even right now, when this world is going through so much turmoil, it was not big to try to be the same like everybody else. No, there's something that you have deep down inside of you that this world needs, and it needs it from a place of true authenticity. It needs you to serve somebody else in true authenticity, knowing who you are, knowing that you what you have, because somebody needs whatever it is that you have. And that's why you're still here. This world needs what you have. And it is not the same like somebody else. Y'all may have the same type of purpose, but it's going to be different because it's coming from you. You are unique. You are authentic. There is no other you. None of us. There's not another me out here. There's not another you. And then also being isolated because of being different. I have been there. Yes, I'm different. That song and say, yes, I'm different. We all are different. Different is beautiful. I think we have made different to be something as we made it to be something dark. When it's really something beautiful. When it's really something outstanding, when it's really something that is revelatory and wonderful, we have made different to be to put people in different types of classes and different types of this and that based on their situation or who they are or who they love, whatever it may be. We have made different to be some dark, the world has made it that way. Society has made it the way that being different is wrong. I feel it. It's really a good thing. We need to start embracing our difference so we can be the authentic individual that we were created to be. It is time. That now is time to take the flight. We have nested long enough trying to fit in to this class and this group and that group. And you are in a group all by yourself. You are in a class all by yourself because there is no one else like you. So I just want to encourage you guys on the day. Don't get jealous. Don't get angry. Don't get unhappy. We don't have time to be sitting up here, comparing somebody else's this and that. When you have you got everything that you need in you. You're able to produce. You're able to explore. You're able to give birth to some things. You have it in you. It's just about you accepting what you have. And then you start, keep watering it and it'll grow. But you can't grow, you can't work your own ground when you're worried about somebody else's ground. You can't work your own thing and get all bent out of shape when you're not paying attention to what's really going on inside of you. Because at the end of the day, what matters is what's going on inside of you. It doesn't matter what's going on with Tim or Jerry or Tina. It doesn't matter what's going on with those individuals. It's about what's going on with you. What are you doing to be authentic or be real, be genuine, be original? What are you doing to be yourself? Or are you complaining and criticizing other people for them to step out and be something that they've always been? We all have always been original. And we have nothing to be jealous about. We shouldn't be jealous about our own neighbor's stuff. what somebody else has. We have the ability to produce. We have the ability to build and make things happen. And it's up to us to decide that we're going to make a decision and put our hands to work and cause things to happen and to take place. And not just to say it, but to do it. There's a difference between saying and doing. Those that do believe in what it is that they have inside of them. And they believe that their authenticity and that their uniqueness is going to bring action and is going to be effective in the earth. And is going to be effective to society. And it's going to cause change. So that's all I wanted to talk about today, is being authentic. It is necessary. The world needs you to be you. Not to be Sally, not to be Jim. None of that. And to be okay with being different. Well, like I said, society has made different to be this ugly thing. I mean, we want to dehumanize folks for being who they are. What is that? I don't understand it. I mean, I've really been through some things and people, criticize me for being who I am, but I'm going to be who I am and be happy with that, because if I shut myself off, somebody's not going to be able to be who they are. If I try to put on something different than what I know to put on or to be myself, then somebody else is going to know, oh, she's not being herself. Or because now, people watch you at the end of the day. They are watching to see. And if you don't be who you are, somebody else won't be. They'll start becoming something else, and we'll start becoming something else. And at the end of the day, we have become enough of somebody else. We have become enough of everything that's outside of us. Let us become what's inside of us. Let us become our real selves and allow ourselves to go through some healing processes and go through some forgivenesses, forgiving ourselves from relationships and hurts and pains and things of that nature. We got all these other things in the way that are causing and blocking us to come into a real place of understanding of who we really are. We got a lot of distractions to cause us to be focused on those things and not really focus on ourselves. And so you have to be cognizant in knowing what is really important here. You are important at the end of the day. How you think is important at the end of the day, of how you see yourself and what you feel is necessary. It's important. You are important. So that is what I wanted to talk about on today. Once again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in on today to the Finish Line Show. Where destiny matters. And once again, go check out Amazon for my new book. It has been released and it is called Fire for the Journey. There's quite a few different quotes in there from 2013 to 2019. And it is to encourage you to continue to go, to be inspired, to live for real. And to cultivate it and change the world, not just the world outside of you, but also change the world inside of you. And so you guys have a good rest of the evening. Once again, this is your host, Coach T. We will be back again next month. Tune in for more. And you guys have an excellent rest of the month. And we'll see you again next month. You guys take care.